Well, it's being billed in some places as one of the biggest days in politics for decades. It's the meaningful vote on Theresa May's Brexit deal a little bit later on. I thought it'd be a really good idea to get Nick in just to go through the salient points here. When is the vote, actually, Nick?
So, 7 p.m. this evening or thereabouts is going to be when MPs start filing into the divisions. It will take, obviously, some time for that to come through, for the votes to be counted, but they are pretty quick, so we should know very late tonight, before the morning papers, etc. But it's, there's so much debate to be had that, although it's unlikely, that could be pushed slightly.
Okay, right. Well, just looking at the newspaper headlines this morning, and I've just picked a couple which are, of course, obviously to the right of centre here, but don't lose our trust forever, says the Daily Express today. Time to put your country first, says the Daily Mail. I know that's just a couple out of there, but there is something here where we've got an expectation that Theresa May is going to lose this. But is there any chance that there'll be a 11th hour change of mind by some of these and she will actually win?
It is remarkable, isn't it? There's not a single newspaper that I've seen this morning which has any doubts that she will be losing, and no support for her either. When you think that this is a Brexit deal, this does have us leaving the European Union, and it does have us taking away the control that she was supporting so frequently. But it came up against the reality of compromise. So I don't think that she can win today. I think that it will probably be tighter than some of the more bloodthirsty newspapers are expecting. Mm-hmm. But let's assume that that was to happen. It would mean that she gets through the vote, breathes a sigh of relief. It goes to the European Parliament to be ratified, and then it's all done. We are ready to go on the 29th of March. But of course, that isn't the last step. We're then into a transition period until at least 2020, and then negotiating new deals. The future agreement, which has been forgotten, that this is only the divorce, but that will probably go on for many years and will perhaps be even more divisive.
So more likely she'll lose. So what happens then?
Well, it could be that she loses by so much that she steps down immediately, throwing her party into disarray. And we've already seen some MPs, people like Dominic Raab, the former Brexit secretary, angling for a chance at Downing Street. But she survived worse. So I would say that she will bid to fight on. Then Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, will have the tough decision. Does he immediately call a confidence vote in the government? If he does, it will inevitably falter. There is not enough support for Jeremy Corbyn over Theresa May, because he would need the Conservatives and the DUP on his side. That is an impossible task. Then he has to decide whether, as a party, they are going to favour other options, things like a second referendum, which was backed in their conference last year. But of course, has differing support around the country, not a huge amount of support for that route. And the Conservative Party, of course, have to understand what they want to do next. There are reports that Theresa May already has a plan B waiting in the wings, having spoken to the Chancellor Angela Merkel, but it's unlikely that it's going to have major concessions to it.
Okay, all right, so there we go. So it might feel like a cliff edge tonight, but actually we're just going to have to see.
Another cliff.
Nick, thank you for that roundup, and we'll have more headlines at 8:21 now.